بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. عيد مبارك. And at this time I'll give you some rhyme. As you all know, today is the Eid. Today is the Eid. It is a happy time indeed. And I hope that we all succeed. Succeed in spirituality. Succeed in the reality. And on this day, I will say, I think about Shahr Ramadan, and now that it is gone, that I am quite anxious to see my fate, and now that it is a time to celebrate. To celebrate the proximity, closer to Allah I have to be. This is the purpose of my creation, you see. I look and I ponder and I think and think why in Ramadan I don't eat or drink. Allah's order I have to fulfill. I have to stay hungry and I have to chill. And also, the devil is who I have to kill. My Pepsi and Coke I have to spill. My spiritual bottle I have to fill. The chicken and steak is on the grill, but my spiritual belly I have to fill. I have to get closer to Allah the Great. That is why I am in a hungry state. But now Ramadan is gone. When the end of this holy month comes, I always have this fear. Do I have to wait till next year? This was just a practice training. Now it isn't the time for weight gaining. Our spirituality must be sustaining. That is why I am explaining, your spiritual level must not be draining. Some of that hunger should be remaining. So please, people, stop complaining. On the path of the Ahlul Bayt, we shall all construct our fate. I think, why all year do I have to stuff my belly while people in Somalia are dying and hungry? When we stretch our hands towards the charity box, they freeze while people in Africa are dying from disease. And now our leader, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, is telling us to help those people who are about to die. He told us to donate more and more. So what are we waiting for? Oh people, don't be shy, don't be greedy. Help the poor, help the needy. We have to control our selfish desires. We shall not be worthless liars. We have to put out the devil's fires. This is what Allah admires. We have to fight our nafs, or else we'll be in spiritual handcuffs. There is another job to do. We must stop injustice too. We have to fight the zalimeen, whether you're a kid or even a teen. People are dying, as you have seen. Look at the Saudi kings, those careless, merciless, greedy things. Look at Gaddafi, the terrible one. He thinks injustice is nothing but fun. Israel has crossed the line. We must all free Palestine. Stop occupation and oppression. No more guns, no more shooting. We must all stop the killing. If only our Imam would be with us, we would all stop the fuss. There is only one thing I can say. For the arrival of the Mahdi, we all should pray.